Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Ezra chapter 10, verse 1. While Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him, and they too wept bitterly. True confession is never a flippant, "I'm sorry." Neither is it a regretful, "I'm sorry I got caught." It begins with an understanding that our sin is in direct opposition to the Heavenly Father, who loves us so much that He sent His Son to die for us on the cross. It includes a deep remorse for knowing what God said to do and refusing to do it, or knowing what He said not to do and doing it anyway. Notice the emotion of today's passage. Ezra was praying, confessing, weeping, and throwing himself on the ground prostrate before God. His sorrow for his sins and for the sins of the people, they were deep, they were heartfelt, they were visible. Israel's sins had led to captivity, and now many had returned to rebuild the temple, and Ezra wanted the people to start with a clean slate. So what about you? Anything you need to bring before God in true confession? God is waiting with open arms for you to come with a heart of real, honest, open repentance. Father, thank you for not only providing the remedy for our sin, but also a way of confessing our sin before you and keeping a clean slate. Thank you for the promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.